You're listening to Swiping Up.
Join Esther.
So dang cute.
Wendy.
Hey, y'all.
And Spencer.
Just wanted to pop on.
As they spill the tea on the lifestyles of the Insta-famous.
Hey, guys.
I know looks aren't everything, but I have them just in case. This is Wendy being basic.
Dumb blonde's getting...
Oh, boy.
Dumb blondes get noticed, but smart blondes get everything. This is Spencer's So Basic.
I remember my first podcast.
I have big lips, and they aren't afraid to say what everyone else is thinking or read everyone else's taglines. This is Esther So Extra.
As you heard, as you have heard, this is episode 68.
Oh, my God.
Bless you for sticking with us a minute and a half into this, because it might be a rough run. It just might be.
Might be.
We just went through so many technical difficulties. We went from one program to the other, and then there was a pause after Wendy's tagline. So I panicked and thought that it was my turn, and then I went to read Spencer's. Y'all, blessed. If you're still listening,
this is going really nice. Yeah, and it's pretty funny that we all have beauty and brains as our taglines every week, when clearly
we have none.
If anything could sum up 2020, it would be this podcast.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm glad, Spencer, you're able to record with us, because you've been under the weather. You've been under the Ronas. How are you feeling?
I got the Ronas. I'm very tired. Truthfully, the fatigue is like...
It's so bad.
My program just exited, just kicked me out.
Oh, now you're here again. It didn't stop recording.
Mm-mm. You're still there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It did a little glitch, and then you
came
out.
What the hell's happening?
I cannot even imagine what this episode's going to sound like, truly.
Hold on. I'm opening. Chrome literally shut completely.
Weird. Okay. Well, then how are you?
I just opened it back up.
Okay.
I'm here.
Well, you were saying that the fatigue is like horrible, and that seems to be like what everybody pretty much says is like, it's just makes you so tired.
Yeah, it's very weird, because it started off like, it started off as a cold. I really only got tested as like a precaution.
Yeah.
But now, like, I haven't had a sore throat at all. Like, my throat the last 2 days is killing me.
Oh, and no. Like a strep throat feeling?
Yes.
Weird.
Oh. And like, I haven't had that. I cannot smell at all. Mm. Like, I was taking the Bath and Body Works.
We got you candles and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting to burn everything until I can smell again, because it was literally like that teak mahogany Bath and Body Works candle, like the high intensity one. I mean, you can smell that from a mile away.
Yeah.
I literally was shoving it into my face earlier today. I cannot smell a thing.
Dang.
And I couldn't taste anything for 2 days, but now I can taste, but it's like definitely dulled. It's just very weird, because the symptoms are not the same from start to finish. Like, each day is something a little different.
So what day are you on?
Oh, God. I got tested last Tuesday.
Okay. So
My symptoms started the Friday before that. Okay. Like, that Friday night, I got that, like, post-nasal drip feeling in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, it was like the same thing, and I started to feel like crappier through the day. But that's all typical of a cold for me, so I didn't think anything of it.
And tis the season,
how long did you have to quarantine for?
I'm technically high risk, so I have to quarantine for at least 2 weeks from the start of my symptoms. Okay. So, I'm quarantining all through this week. And I'm getting tested again at the end of the week to see if I'm still positive or if I'm negative. So if I'm negative, then I'm good to go. But if I'm still positive, then I have to keep quarantining.
And how's Robbie?
Fine.
Oh, thank God.
No symptoms. He got his second test today. So we'll get that back in a couple days. It's just so, so bizarre.
Has it been as bad as you thought or no?
I mean, thankfully, no. I think my biggest fear of having it was all the respiratory issues, and I haven't had that.
I know. My mom's been asking me about you and Mike, too. And I'm like, she hasn't had any respiratory stuff. And they've been like, good.
I mean, an active cough, but...
but not like breathing issues, though.
No. And I have a... So I got a blood oximeter. I think that's how you say it.
Oh, yeah. I saw that on your stories. Yeah.
Because our family doctor suggested getting that just to monitor like my blood oxygen levels, and they're really strong. So
okay, good, good.
Yes. Thank
you. Well, you are on the up and up. Yes, so. Good.
I'm good. I'm not going to complain.
No, Esther, I'm dying to know what the butter debate is.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I was going to say, Spencer, I hope you feel better soon. And speaking of butter, and then dive into it. Okay. So you guys know Amber Demick. Obsessed, love her so much. Mm-hmm. So she posted something on her stories the other day, and she said it was a poll. Mm-hmm. And she came on and she's like, okay, I always thought that there was only one way to store butter. And she's like, but then I found out that some people store it a different way. And mm-hmm. she's like, do you store your butter room temperature or do you store your butter cold? Mm-hmm. And I want to know first, before I say mine, what you guys, how you guys store your butter.
I do both. I have a butter belt on the counter that stores mm-hmm. room temp, and then I have one in the refrigerator for the cold.
So me too. Literally the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I like just keep my sticks of butter in the fridge. I don't have like a thing, but my regular butter is room temperature because like we were saying, like how the heck, if you have it cold, are you supposed to like put it on toast?
Yeah.
Or like waffles or anything.
That's funny. Mike's grandma, when we went over there for Thanksgiving, she always keeps hers room temp. And my mom asked her that during Thanksgiving dinner. She's like, do you always keep it all room temp or do you do any in the refrigerator? She does everything room temperature.
So she keeps like her backup butter like in what, the pantry?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I don't think my mom thought to ask that. Obviously, the show episode came from my mom's brain.
I had very strong opinions of it because,
the baker in you, probably.
Yes.
Well, no, not even that. So Nick's parents came for Thanksgiving and to help me, take care of me, like during surgery and everything. And so the night that they got there, I was showing them around the house and where everything was in the kitchen because they were going to cook Thanksgiving dinner. So I showed them like the spice cupboard with like all the salt and pepper and spices. And I was like, and the butter. And they were like, oh, you keep your butter in the cupboard? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, okay. So didn't think anything of it. So went, had surgery. It was a couple days later. And I came downstairs and I was like feeling hungry. And his mom makes the best banana bread ever. Mm. Or pumpkin bread. It was pumpkin bread, I think. Anyway, I was like, oh my God. A cup of coffee and pumpkin bread with some butter on it would be so good right now. So I opened the cupboard to get the butter and there's no butter in there. And
she put it in the fridge?
And I'm like, don't tell me. And I went to the fridge and the freaking butter was in the fridge. And Jan and Greg, if you're listening, I love you to death.
Thanks for the bread, but keep her fucking butter out of the fridge.
Yeah. So I took the butter out.
Butter out of it.
I took the butter out. I ate my damn pumpkin bread with nothing on it. And I was like, you know what? And I put the butter back in the cupboard, like as a sign, like this is where it goes.
Esther, she should know better, you know?
She should know better. I know. So the week passes and they leave and everything. And I come downstairs on, I think, Monday morning or Sunday morning, one of the two. And I was like, oh my God, I'm jonesing for some pumpkin bread. Jonesing. And this time I'm going to like have my butter and I'm going to have my bread and my coffee and it's going to be perfect. Open the cupboard and the fucking butter is not in the cupboard. It's in the fridge again.
Rude as hell.
Literally. Like, I cannot. And so she and I had a very passionate discussion and we just cannot fathom, not Jan, me and Amber.
I was like, oh.
Hell, I have not said anything to Jan. Like, she's a saint. She decorated my entire house for Christmas while I was sick. She did so much. She even, like, went out and bought little lights for my little plant, like my little tree, like all these new little things. So, yes, it's totally fine. But, I mean, it's not fine, but it's fine, you know, whatever.
Well, that's like growing up, too. We always had one of those, I don't even know the proper name for them, but the little things that you put like oil in, like bacon grease and stuff, like the grease catchers. We always kept one of those too. And like people think that is really strange. I think it's more of a Southern thing.
Yeah, because we keep the canister with the bacon grease. Is that what you're talking about? And you just dump your bacon grease in it and cook with it?
Yes, but it's not. It's so have you ever seen like gone to a restaurant and they bring out one of the little like fancy butter things where you pick up the lid and flip it over and it's like a cone? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like that, but it's for like bacon grease.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But so it's like this cute little thing that just sits on your counter. And who was it? Oh, it was Stephanie. Better than Chardonnay.
So I have that same thing that she has with the bacon grease in it.
She was talking about it on her stories one day and I like could not believe that people like didn't know what that was or didn't save bacon grease.
Like growing up, we always ate brown eggs because the bacon grease made them brown. Uh-huh. And same thing with like green beans. You would put like fat back and bacon grease in it every time. And it is so freaking good.
You know, we never really cooked. I remember having grease, but we didn't have a special thing for it. It was like in some, I don't know, random.
You know what?
Like a jar or something.
I'll share it right on stores tonight.
You should.
Oh, I am.
But yeah, that was the butter debate. So I'm glad to know that's funny. You guys have room temperature butter because I just don't think I could be friends with you if you kept your butter in the fridge.
Love it. It looks like we all are on the same page, so we're good. We're friends. We're friends forever. So let's get into 7 second snippets.
All right. So I know we all three of us had some new faces that we wanted to share today, which is like really exciting. I love new faces. So this girl, I just recently started following her on Instagram, but I followed her on TikTok for a little while now, and her name is Madeline Pompey. So it's MADALINE POMP. Hold on, I'm gonna fuck it up. Oh, shoot. Okay, yeah. So it's Madeline, M-A-D-A, and then the last name is P-O-M-P-E-I-I.
Okay.
Anyways, so she does get ready with me's all the time, and since I've been home, I am, like, fascinated by them. She is great, like, beauty inspo, like her makeup skills are actually really good. If you watch her lives, her get ready with me's, and watch her TikToks if you have TikTok. She's
okay.
She's great. So I love her.
That's beautiful.
I love her lips.
She experiments a lot, which I appreciate. If you like makeup, like truly like makeup, then it's fun to experiment and get wacky. And she'll like make mistakes and then show you how she like will correct those mistakes. And so she's not perfect. And I appreciate that.
No, that is good.
She's big into body positivity.
I love that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Cool. Did you want to add anything else before I get in to my girl?
Nope. Go right on ahead.
Okay, so the bib that I want to share, I don't know how I came across her page. Somebody that I follow closely shared it, but her name is Ally, A-L-L-Y, Grizzard, G-R-I-Z-Z-A-R-D. And she, 5 years ago, was in a car accident and got paralyzed. And she was the bride that walked down the aisle a couple years later. So they helped her. And now she is an advocate. She's in a wheelchair now because she's paralyzed. Like her spine was shattered. She is absolutely stunning. She was all in the news, though, when this all happened. Because her goal was to walk down the aisle and she did it. Oh, like she walked.
God. So sweet.
Yes. So she has like a whole Q&A on her stories. I started following her or on her highlights and I went down like that rabbit hole one night when they shared her and I was laying in the bed. Mike was asleep. I was bawling. I was like, oh my God. Like I just can't imagine the most like fun time of your life and that you're planning it and something like that happening. She was 20 years old when that happened.
Oh my God. Wow.
And somebody hit her head on and it just, but I mean, what a miracle. Like she was able to
walk. Seriously. Her wedding photos are beautiful.
Oh yeah. She's so pretty and like she has great style and she does a lot of like Q&As on her stories and people ask like, what's the best like jeans for wheelchair, you know, sitter, like people that sit in wheelchairs all day. And she's like, oh, these are really high waisted. And I mean, shoot, some of the stuff that she shares, I'm like, I want that, I want that, I want that. But oh my God, she does beauty. Yeah. She's a gorgeous girl, but yeah, she's definitely worth the follow.
So I have a question then about her wedding. Would you say that it was a walk to remember?
It would be a walk to remember.
I'm dead.
Look, Esther, you're the pun queen. You're so punny. I can't.
I had to. I was actually very proud of my pun today in the store in Target. My coat fell on the ground and I picked it up. And you were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no. It's okay. It's all good in the hood.
Picked it up by the hood.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We literally laughed. They're like, okay.
So my bib is new to me. And I don't know. I'm trying to think of how I came across her. I really don't know now. Oh my God. But I did. And that's what counts. And her name is Caitlin Edmond. So it's Caitlin. Edmond, and she's a Utah bib, and basically I just like her because she's just a regular everyday girl. She's all about everyday style. She's like dresses casual, but she dresses up, but it's nothing like extravagant or unattainable. Her bio just says, just be a kind human. She's a dog mom. She just seems like an all around like girl's girl who anybody could relate to.
And she has great hair.
Yes, she's so freaking pretty. I love her. And her wedding pictures, her wedding dress is very unique and super cute. But yeah, they got married during the pandemic. And I don't know. I love her page. I really like her. I think she's just a great follow all around.
Her wedding dress is so cute. Like I would literally wear that to like some type of like brunch. I love that. Like that's totally, I love that.
I would like wear that with cowboy boots to like a country concert or something. Gosh.
Caitlin.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, I really like her.
No, yeah, she's really cute. I love that we're finding so many good bibs. And today on stories, we're sharing those, or I guess this will be yesterday, but like the smaller girls, so we can make room for those to kind of like, I mean, there are so many people that really love these micro influencers or are like even smaller than the micros, and they have great freaking style.
I have connected with so many of those ones more than the big ones just because, and no shade on them, but they can't get to their DMs. They don't have time.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Do you guys know who Lindsay is? Oh, geez. What is her full handle? It's Lindsay & Co. is her full handle. Are you guys familiar with her?
No.
So
yes, I've heard of her.
So I want to say I've... What?
The L-Y-N-Z-Y?
Yes.
Okay.
So I want to say I mentioned her like once a while back, but she is a Connecticut blogger. She's not on our notes. I'm just throwing this in here. But a couple weeks ago, she was on stories and she was just seeming very like down on Instagram. And so it turns out she was just feeling like really frustrated. And she was talking about how she's at 570,000 followers now. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she really does not want her account to grow anymore.
Yeah.
Which is like the antithesis of everything that you hear bibs talking about and doing. You know, they're always doing giveaways and whatever, and everybody's on that chase to a million.
Yeah.
And she was like, part of why I love what I do is getting to engage and getting to know the people that follow me. And she was like, I can't get to everybody's DMs. She's like, my inbox is overwhelming and it's really upsetting to me. And she's like, I get deeply upset that I can't get to all of your messages. She's like, I don't want my account to grow anymore. She's like,
I literally want to follow her. Like, I want to follow her because of that. Because I think that's really cool.
I love that.
Dang, I'm going to follow her. Like, I'm sorry,
Lynn. It's okay. She'll let you. It's okay.
But on the flip side... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Wendy.
No, go ahead. I'll say it in a second. No, on the flip side, you go. Okay, you hang up.
You first. On the flip side, it is exciting though when bibs do grow, because like the genuine ones, the OG ones, because they put so much hard work and effort into it, and they are genuine, like Jen Reed, who just recently got to a million today, and it's very exciting. So I get both sides of it, but I just I don't know.
I think at the end of the day, not everybody has the same end goal too. Like the people that are going for that million mark or more, they want the brand deals. They want collabs. Yeah. They want a different business. They want their business to evolve into something different than what it is. And then there's the people that, you know, like Lindsay, who she likes her business exactly how it is.
Yeah. Okay. And to that point, Spencer and Esther, you know, if you have 500 people that thoroughly, actively engage with you every single day and your engagement rate is through the roof, would you want that? Or would you want a million people that are just randomly like, you know what I'm saying? Like there's a give and take.
It's the same thing with friends. I would rather have a couple really good friends that I can like rely on and trust in rather than having a whole huge circle of just acquaintances.
Yeah. And what I was going to say is, the point of it is, and with my bit, like my hair salon, I haven't taken new clients in almost 2 years. And people are like, oh, you know, you shouldn't cut your client list off. You should raise your prices so you can weed out the ones that you don't. And I'm like, no, I understand that that's a hairstylist's mentality that you want to make more, but there are clients that I genuinely do not want to lose. And that's why I haven't raised my prices, but I also am not really opening my business. And it's the same thing. It's like, you can't accommodate every single person if you keep taking on new. Now that is not saying that if someone's like, hey, my cousin, my friend, whatever, I'll take those people, but it's the same thing. You want to be able to service your people, you know? So same thing with them, answering DMs or whatever. And I admit, I suck at DMs, so I can't even imagine these other bibs that have like tons of followings.
Oh, yeah, no.
Me either.
Well, she's cute, and I just followed
her. She's very nice. She's, I'm going to say this in the like most complimentary way possible. She's very vanilla. Mm-hmm. Like she's consistent. You know what you're getting with her. She's relatable. Like
in 2020, I'm all about the vanilla, you know, sprinkle some nuts every now and then. But other than that, I'm good.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So y'all, Baby Shepherd, have y'all been following this story?
Yes.
Okay. So we have talked about in the past with like Brittany Boren Leach, just how like as a mom, and I'm not just saying, oh, I'm a mom, I know, but just as a mom, I read Kelsey's updates and automatically my brain applies it to my life and to Fisher, and I picture him and think myself like what I would do. Y'all, it is so heartbreaking. And she updated today on the surgery, and that she was saying that he had to have a procedure done, a surgery. And it was like, dang it, I don't have that particular screenshot, but it was like a 1 in 100, 300.
Yeah.
No, one. So we're like talking also, we're talking about Kelsey Morgan Fry.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Y'all don't know who Kelsey is. yes. Kelsey Morgan Fry. Her son, his liver, right? Is it his liver or his kidney?
It's his liver, and he needs a transplant.
Yeah, so they're getting tested next week, I guess her and her husband, to see, or on Friday, if they're matches. Like, I cannot imagine, as my kid is screaming in the background, Daddy. but she, like, she's so positive, and she just launched her boutique, and Lottie James, right? Lottie James.
Yes.
Y'all, this is why I could not be a reporter.
No, it's okay because she changed it at the last minute. So we had one thing in our head and then...
I suck. No, I suck.
It's okay.
But anyway, no. Let's call it spade a spade here. But I just can't imagine having so many things, especially at the holidays, and having something like that where you're just like... And her mom right now is sick with cancer.
Exactly.
Like, it makes you wonder, you know, like, man, these people that just keep getting... so to speak, kicked. I know it's not being kicked, but you know, and she has faith in God and she knows that like everything happens for a reason and all of that. But pray for her little one. Like, he's so precious, y'all. And she's doing a great job of keeping people like in the loop. And I've sent her messages just like praying for y'all and shared it on stories. But you know, that's the best thing right now that can happen. But he is so stinking cute. And I just look at that little baby face, and babies are so innocent and they're so pure. Oh, yeah. And for him to lay there,
I'm helpless. It just breaks my heart.
He looks just like her too. Yeah, I mean, like, he's got these like precious little cheeks.
Yeah.
It's a sweet boy.
I just can't imagine. Yeah. It's just like all of freaking 2020, the way it's been. And then having this happen right during the holidays. It's just, I don't know. I wish there was something that, I always say this, like, I wish there was something we could do. And then, like, she just started her business. Mm-hmm. And so she's got that to, she has so many things to worry about. And, like, I'm sure she thinks of her business as another child type thing.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, Maddie Nelson does, or anyone. Yep. And I just don't know how she can have such like a positive out. I do know how she can have such a positive outlook. It can't be easy.
No, and we should, we were texting in our group today, but maybe we can link up her, I guess her in-laws. Didn't her in-laws start the GoFundMe? And we can link that to our page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe so.
Just for the medical, she is a stay-at-home mom and her husband works, but I don't care who you are. Like, medical bills, the stress, whether it be a meal train or food, whatever it is, anything that can help alleviate some of the pain or like stress from it is totally worth it. Helping when you can. And I know everybody cannot do that, but it's definitely worth just sharing.
Sharing is a way to help.
Yeah.
It really is, you know?
Yeah.
And she's local too. And like I said, in our group text, like, it kind of hits closer to home. I don't know why that is, but I just,
Oh yeah. And we met her and she's a supporter of the show. And Spencer and I did that. We went to the, I mean, she's such a sweet person, and exactly who you think she is who she is. Yeah. And it's like, it's so much more personal when it is a local person. You know, we are her community. We are her people. Yeah. So
totally. That's a good point.
Yeah. So prayers for them and him. And I hope, like, there's a very small percentage that it could work out with the surgery that they did today with the connection of the organs, but there's like a 1/3 chance that that could happen. But maybe he is, you know, maybe he will be that 1/3.
Yeah.
So
fingers crossed.
Fingers and toes.
Yes. So on a lighter note, we were originally going to record this last week and then we got sick. So this is a little old, but I was watching MB's story, Living with MB. And she, in her magical way, had this like horrified look on her face. And I was like, oh God, what did she just do? Well, she starts telling a story about how she decided to clean up downstairs because she saw Luke's electric razor sitting out on the counter. Which, like,
oh boy.
I love that, one, she was willing to admit that her bush was bad enough she needed to use electric razors.
Listen, she needs to get that, like, laser hair removal. She needs to get that laser.
It was like cleaning the downstairs of her house.
No, but the downstairs of her body.
She needed to shave her badge.
Okay. Yes, got it. But she said, you know, her audience is a little weird with foul language and whatever. Yeah. So she was saying downstairs. Anyways, she nicked the shit out of her fucking lips. And she,
oh my God, she shaved her lips with that.
How did I miss that? I like literally missed it.
She literally was standing there horrified and put her camera on the floor. You see drops of blood. I mean, like, homegirl really mangled herself good.
Oh my God.
Anyways, prayers for your vagina, girl. I've been thinking about you in the most non-sexual way possible. That was really funny.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Because I'm not going to lie. After I broke my leg, and the first time I went to shave my vag, I used the electric razors because, like, she was out of control. And it's very easy to nip yourself.
Mm.
It's not fun.
Really? Just saying. I'm telling y'all, the one thing that if somebody asks you what they can get you for Christmas or your birthday, go ahead and get you some laser hair removal, because I'm telling y'all, it is the best thing. I don't have to shave my armpits or my cooch, like, none of it. I want to get my legs done, but I have like blonde and stuff hair mixed in. That don't work, but do your cooch.
I'm surprised it works so well on your hair.
What?
The laser hair removal.
Why?
Why?
Because isn't it supposed to like not work very well with blondes? Supposed to be like dark?
Yeah. So I have dark hair on my...
Oh, like body hair?
Yeah. Except on my legs, I do have a blend of blonde and dark. That's why I was saying it won't really work. I want to get it done, but my friend doesn't. So she's always like, all right, do we do your toe hair? Do we do any nipple hair? Do you have any hair? I'm like, yeah, girl, if you could get the snaggle hair on my toe, it'd be great.
Hey, I got like 4 or 5 nipple hairs I wouldn't mind having her do.
Girl, bye. Don't act like I don't get her to zap that too. Go ahead. I got my glasses on. Oh, and by the way, I go to Aesthetic Solutions and go see Kim. Hashtag not sponsored.
Casual plug. Okay. Have you guys heard of, actually, I want to say I've mentioned her before. Egress, her handle is The Stiletto Me Up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You talked about her not too long ago, I don't think.
I was going to say not too long ago. Okay. So she has, I mean, if you want like dreamy, aspirational, let's be honest, if you want to follow a rich bib, she's it. Like, she's got some like good, she has a whole shoe closet with a chandelier. I mean, girlfriend, if you got a shoe thing, she's your girl. But she is like a business woman. She runs multiple companies. She's funny. I really enjoy following her. So she has 3 kids. She has 2 boys and 1 girl. And I was on her TikTok the other day and saw this video of her girl. I'm going to try and play it for you so you guys can hear the sound. She basically took a chip clip and she clipped it to her pants.
Okay.
What do you have in your pants? What is that? What is that? What is it? What is my pee-pee?
I don't know if you guys can hear it, but she's walking around with her legs spread, swinging this chip clip that she's got clipped between her legs. Dead. So she asks her, she's like, what is that? She's like, my pee-pee. And then there's other people in the room with her. I'm not sure who they are, but she's like, does she have a pee-pee? She like takes the clip off and goes to clip it on the other girl's pants. It's hysterical.
Love it. Oh my God. Just kids are so funny.
They are.
Literally.
Speaking of TikTok, tonight, Spencer, if we get done in time and Spencer's still up, I'm going to do the egg thing with him. Spencer sent me one today about eggs. I'll do it on story. So I'm not going to like
ruin it. Is the cracking the egg between the hands thing?
No.
This one is... It's a trend with kids. It involves Fisher, and literally, yeah. I'm dying to see.
I gotta see what kind of kid he's gonna be.
I saw one of those. It was cute. Okay. So, do you guys follow the Wallace Chronicles, Spencer? I see that you do.
I don't think so. I don't know who that is.
Her name's Kelsey. Mm-mm. So I found her through swiping up. She tagged us in something, and I went and I saw that she was following me, and I watched her stories and everything, and I was like, oh my God, like how have I never like noticed her before, known about her? And so she did something really fun. She did a this or a that, but like with really hard, like thoughtful, very obscure questions that are not the norm, like very thought-provoking questions, unique ones too. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions she asked was, the question we talked about a couple episodes ago, would you rather come home to find a burglar already in your house or be home and have someone try and break in?
Ooh.
And she tagged swiping up. And then I went and watched all of her other ones and they were so good. So I DM'd her and I was like, girl,
there was a lot of them too.
Wait, a lot of them. How did I miss that? What the heck?
I don't know, but she does. I asked her, do you do this every week? She said, yeah, every Sunday. So,
oh my gosh.
Now we have Balconina's Sunday Confessions, and now we have Kelsey's Would You Rather questions. And then I started diving into her profile a little more, and like, she's so cool. So she is going through the process of, she's pregnant. Right? I don't want to butcher this, but she did embryo adoption. So they couldn't get pregnant. And so she had embryo donors because her, I'm like going to butcher this. Oh my God. So
she's had a lot of fertility issues for a long time.
She did IVF and she did I think two rounds and they failed. And then she found out that her egg quality was poor. Mm. So she didn't know what to do. And then the girl who turned out to be her donor messaged her on Instagram and she didn't know really anything about embryo adoption. And it turns out that she adopted embryos from this girl and now the two families have become really close and really good friends. It's a really cool story and she has so much about it on her. She gives updates all the time. It's really cool.
That is cool.
She's worth checking out.
She's a really sweet girl. I originally started following her because she was messaging us on Swiping Up, like in our DMs there. And we had like started talking about, she was talking about how she like is my age and also has like fertility issues and stuff like that. So I just thought it was like,
I need to follow her.
A perfect meet. So I started following her after that.
I don't know how I've missed all the Swiping Up. What am I doing? I don't know. I can't even open the show. So like, let's be real here.
This was a while ago in all fairness.
Okay.
So Elizabeth, who's a local girl, house off 96th, she was on her stories. She was putting up all her Christmas decor. Loved it. Totally my style. She has tags on everything. And she started like zooming in and I was like, this is my bitch.
You're like, me? You used to do a story like that.
Literally. I have a flocked tree in my bedroom in front of our like floor length mirror. And I turned it around and I realized that the tag was on it. I have a garland that I put in front of my TV. Has the tag on it that I've had out for 2 years.
I can't.
Oh my God.
What is wrong? Today, me and Esther, when we were at Target, I bought two little like flocked mini Christmas trees and I brought them home, took them out of the bag and like cut the tags off immediately. Like I was like, oh, I got to do this so I can put them someplace. It's like, how does that not drive me crazy?
I usually do that, but sometimes like I brought some stuff home from Home Goods today to set up on this, our new little console table that we got. And I didn't know if I was going to like it or keep it. So sometimes I leave the tags on and just then I let it sit for a while. Yeah, maybe I'll move things around. And
yeah,
then
but that
by
ain't
that
2 years.
No, but that by that time I forget.
Listen, the important thing is I'm not alone.
Yeah, no. Yeah, and it's easy to forget the tags are on. I do that with clothes too sometimes. Y'all that's really bad.
Because you know what? Really it was bad. Like, I remember specifically last year, I like packed stuff away and I noticed, I was like, oh my God, the tags are still on this. I should have just cut it off. Yes. No, I just packed it away and was like, well, when I take it out next year, I'll cut them off. I didn't. They're still on. So now it's just principle. Oh. Now that Elizabeth's showed me that she also has the tags on her stuff. No, I know it's okay. I'm just leaving it.
She has influenced you to do that.
She sure did.
I'm telling y'all, listen to this. When COVID is over, last year I wanted to do this, but I didn't because I waited till the last minute. But when COVID is over, I am having an ugly sweater, huge Christmas shindig at my house. I'm talking, it is going to be the shindigs of shindigs, okay?
Can't wait.
The fiestas of fiestas. And we're going to invite Kelsey and House of 96 because it is going to be so much fun. And we're going to have a cutting party. And I'm going to go to y'all's house next. And I'm going to start cutting tags off your shit. Because that's
perfect.
A cutting
party.
I love it. Kelsey Lai is engaged.
Yes,
oh my God, you guys. I'm so excited. Like I legit texted y'all when I saw it because I actually felt like, oh my God, one of our friends is engaged.
Yeah.
That's just how I feel about her.
Yeah.
And it was really sweet because James, that's his name, right? Oh my God. Yes, James. I don't know why. Yeah. On that.
It's all right. We're all on the struggle bus today. Let's be honest.
No, I can guess it now because the other week I was talking about Jessica Teague and I called Blaine, her husband Blaine, Blake. And I heard it on the episode and I was like, oh my God, what an idiot. Anyway.
I feel like tomato, tomato, they don't give a crap.
Yeah, I mean, decal, decal, you know. Anyway. I lost my train of thought.
Her boyfriend, her fiance.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he's been planning it for a while. So they had like talked about it back in the summer, I think around June, she said. And they had like designed the ring together, and then they just like never talked about it again. And so he had been planning it, and they actually got engaged last weekend, but they just wanted to like share it with their close friends and family and like enjoy it. And I really like that. I mm-hmm. think that's really cool to just like keep it private and just really like marinate and like let it soak mm-hmm. in and then share it.
Yeah. Everything is so real time now with like stories and live and social media. It's like everything is right now. And it's like, you can't really enjoy the moment if you're worried about like the content of it, you know? So it's nice to like step back and enjoy. Her ring is absolutely gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
I love it.
Oh my God. It is so unique. And it looks it's very ornate.
It is.
But in like a vintage way. It is.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's very vintage. And I love that look. So I am so happy for them. And her wedding's going to be next level. It's going to be beautiful. It is.
Mm-hmm. And I also like that she said too that they're in no rush. They're in no rush to book things and plan things. They're just going to kind of like,
we don't know what's going to be happening. So enjoy the engagement, you know, enjoy the planning process, make it a long planning process. It'll be great.
I mean, why? Like, what's the rush? All right. So Storyworth, Jen Reed yesterday shared this thing called Storyworth. Did y'all catch her stories where she kind of went into detail and talked about it? Oh my God.
So I had originally, this was actually going to be my swipe up in a couple weeks.
Aww.
Because MB shared it back around Father's Day.
Oh.
And I got it for my dad.
Oh, cool.
And so, but I'm this for Christmas, I wanted to get it for like the rest of our parents and aunts and things like that. So yeah, it's aww. Really amazing.
I was watching stories and me and my mom were sitting on the couch and I was watching it and I like started tearing up. I told my mom, I said, that would have been so cool to have for my dad. Like mm-hmm. I would have loved that so much because the one thing, oh my God, I'm not going to cry. The one thing that I miss is his storytelling. He was so funny. He really was. It was, he didn't try. It was just his way with words, the way he said things, his like southernisms, like just all of it. And I wish so bad that we had that of him so I could give it to my niece and nephew and Fisher, of course. But I'm going to get it for my mom. And I told her, I said, I want you to do it. And that way Fisher and Lauren and Lane can have it. And that way they can read. Like I said, it's just something special to give to them that they can have forever. Like, I want to do it.
I'm planning to do it too. I saw it. I can't remember who I saw. I think like last Christmas. I don't remember who it was. But anyway, it's one of those things that like you mean to do it, then you forget about it.
Yeah.
But oh my God, you just never know, you know? And it's like, do it now.
But so, what a cool gift though to do. And I want to do it. Like Fisher adores Mike's grandpa, his papa. And I want him so bad. Mike's grandma have to do it. So I want him to do it for Fisher because that's his only grandfather. You know? I mean, how special to have that and pictures. And I mean, Spencer, you should have told us about this. What the heck?
Okay, so
you were an influencer back in the day.
For people who don't know what it is.
Technically MB was.
You sign the person up, whoever you're doing it, like your mother, your father, your grandparent, and then each week they get emailed a question, and then they answer the question at the end of the year. It's a year-long thing, right?
Uh-huh.
It's every a year-long thing. Year, yeah. It compiles everything into a book with like pictures. You can write a preface for it, I believe. Yeah.
And it was $87, which is not bad. Like Jen Reed had amazing. A code. And so
like a lifetime of memories.
Yeah. And it's a legitimate book. And how cute to have like on our built-ins by the fireplace. Like I would love to have that book. Even like I said, I would like to have it for myself of like my mom. I would have loved to have that from my dad because he's so funny, you know? Like, I mean, it's just a really cool thing. So
I think it's the cool thing about it, like my dad's like a charismatic guy, but he isn't, he's like not a storyteller, like he can tell a story, but he's not just going to like think of things. Like if I were to like tell me stories about your childhood, he would probably be like,
like he would want a specific prompt.
Right. So the fact that it prompts different things and like gives them kind of the ammo or whatever, for lack of a better word, like the topic, like I think it's anybody can do it. Yeah, and then, totally. Yeah, they can include the photos and things like that if they want to, you know, if they have them and those get printed in the book. It's just such a cool thing.
No, it's so cool. I mean, it just, I literally was watching it and I thought on my couch, I was like, dang, like people are so freaking creative. I'm over here doodling little flowers in my book and people are like, wow, this is so cool. I love it. But anyway, it's definitely worth a swipe up, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. So whatever. So I'm going to do, I have two other topics really quick, but the Glau meets Glam. No. Glau meets Glam. She posted a story and she was talking about basically wrinkles and not necessarily casting shade on like Botox and stuff, but she was just kind of saying, she said, I do not find wrinkles a bad thing. They represent life and laughter. I don't understand the obsession of constantly wanting youth, trying to look younger and freezing our faces to achieve a certain age. I just turned 30. I can slowly start to see my wrinkles now more than before. And I can honestly say that they do not bother me. I am alive. I'm happy. I embrace them. I'm all for supporting women who want to do Botox and fillers. I have a lot of friends who get them done and they are beautiful. That's not a bad thing either. But I also think we are beautiful in just the way we are and aging and all. So I wanted to bring that up because I feel like so many times in our DMs or when we had our Facebook group or just like in our conversation, we see bibs that like literally are transforming, right? Like right before our eyes. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've had Botox, like Spencer and I did the lip thing. But at the end of the day, you're not going to stop aging. You're not going to stop like getting older. You can't freeze your Facebook for so long. And I love that she is embracing, she's gorgeous. Like, let's be real. She is beautiful. And I love that she's like normalizing just being like aging gracefully. I don't know. I love that because I feel like this industry, I was talking to a client on Saturday about how we were talking about a specific bib. And she's like, I just don't understand how she has the following she has. She's like, I just don't get it. I followed her for a long time. And I said, well, did you ever see her before? And she was like, no. I'm like, well, I will send you a picture of her before. You will not recognize her. And she's like, well, I've been following her for years. I'm like, no, the past couple of years. I'll tell y'all who it is offline if you can't guess. But
I already guessed. Texted it to the group.
Yeah.
No, it's not that person.
Oh.
No. But that's another one that came to mind. But anyway, it's like these girls are like doing so much that they're becoming unrecognizable, you know? And nope, not her either.
Text us right now. I'm dying.
Not the color.
Cream?
No. Why are you saying this? Can I just say it? Okay, we were talking about Laura Beverlyn, okay? Let me just say it. I was talking about her.
I was like, palm cream?
No, I was just showing you my white shirt. But anyway, so it's just like, she is so different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she just really is. And it's like these girls, and if it's a self-confidence thing, I'm for it. Like, don't get me wrong. Totally. But at the end of the day, you're not going to stop aging as I have my chin strap on. Oh boy, let me just stop right now.
No, I mean, I do think, see, here's the thing. I don't think anybody should be shamed one way or another. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate people like her that are Julia. Mm-hmm. I do appreciate people like her that are willing to come out and say, like, it's okay if we don't all look like the same plastic Barbies. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to embrace our natural wrinkles and things like that. I'm not going to do it, but there are other people out there who probably want to for one reason or another, whether it's they don't want to spend the money or they don't want the pain of procedures and injections and things like that, or whatever the reason may be. But feel pressured to do so because I'd say the majority of people are like, oh, well, you should be doing this.
But now, like, don't you think 5 years ago, Botox was much more like, Botox. Now it is absolutely so common, and it's so, and I've gotten Botox. I did my lips. Now, I don't know if I'll do my lips again, but Botox is like, I'm gonna get Botox done.
But, well, I think we live in a world of like filters and presets
and I think that's like the bigger picture.
And I think that like, I think it was Sarah Peterson for Peterson's sake, who was on Instagram, and she had some things done at her local med spa. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she was telling me, she's like, I'm worried that people are going to unfollow me because I'm getting Botox and lip injections and everything. And she's like, but I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm not doing it for any other reason than I enjoy doing it. Just like I enjoy playing with makeup, mm-hmm. I get Botox or I get lip injections. It's another little like beauty thing. And I think that's the best way to look at it. Like if you're doing it because you feel like you have to keep up, you're changing your appearance because you think you're ugly. I mean, that's work that you have to do on the inside. But I think mm-hmm. we just live in this world of like everyone's doing everything that we sometimes forget. Like it's okay to just be au naturel.
Yeah. And I think that's what it is. And I'm sure Julia, I mean, like I said, she wasn't throwing shade on anybody, and that's kind of how I feel about it too. It's okay to do stuff to an extent. If it makes you feel better and you are doing it for a self, like I get Botox in my forehead because I just like the way it looks better. I'm a very animated person. And so if I lift my eyebrows or whatever, I just feel better when I don't have 17 wrinkles up there. But at some point, I'm going to be like, it's not worth it anymore, whatever. The lip thing, mm-hmm. we all know, it's no secret. It was not for me. I did not like it. It altered my smile, and that bothered me. I'd rather have wrinkles in my upper lip than so I can have my regular smile.
For sure.
But at the same time, I think it's the extremist of it that go to the extremes, and they're doing so many things to keep up with a 22-year-old or whatever it may be. And that is not a practical way of living life because you're never going to be able to do that. You can't stop time, you know?
No, it's true. Yeah. Well, there's this like viral video on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen it. And this girl who's like, oh, I got veneers. And she is like, I think 18 or something. And she has a ton of different dentists doing duets with the video. Uh-huh. And she has all of her teeth shaved down to nubs. And the dentists are on there saying, first of all, those aren't veneers, those are crowns.
Yeah.
And second of all, like you have to get those replaced every like so many years. And she's so young. So she would have to get them replaced over and over and over again in her lifetime. And one, it's costly. And two, her teeth are already so shaved down to nubs
that
there's not going to be enough tooth left to prep them every single time she has to. And so
the maintenance of that is like out of control. Yeah.
And in the moment, it seems great. Like last year, I feel like in the last couple of years, so many bibs have gotten veneers.
We talked about it.
In and of itself, sure, it's fine. Do I think that they all are proportioned to their face? No. Do they look like the chiclet teeth from Dennis and the Menace? Yeah, a lot of them do. But it's like, it just seems like so many of them are doing it because it's a trend.
Yeah.
And
you're right.
I love when there's a bib that pops up where there's no pressure and there's just, they genuinely don't feel that pressure
and
to make
I
all
think
these
that's
changes.
Exactly what it is. Because again, it's sorting out the girls like Jessica Madison, where she's doing it for her own sake, or like even us, we're doing it for our own sake. Like I didn't get Botox to like, I don't know, but it does mess with your head a little bit when you're like looking at yourself through a filter and then you're like, ugh. That's what I really look like, you know, when you flip that camera, you're like,
ew. Yeah, I know.
But eventually it's going to catch up with you and eventually you're not going to be able to keep up with it. I just love that she is essentially normalizing, and I hate saying it like that because it's so like cliche, but like normalizing just aging gracefully. And she's so beautiful. And there is something to be said about that, like about aging and like having soft lines or whatever around, you know, around your eyes. And you know how people say it's like always
for sure.
Memories like of the laughter and like all of that. I don't know.
Like I was talking to Nick, we were watching that show, Undoing. Yes. With Nicole Kidman. I was telling him like, she's so beautiful. And yes, she's had work done, but not to like the Kim Zolciak point.
Yeah.
Like she's to me, she's a perfect example of aging gracefully. Yes, she's had things done, but she still looks the same as she did back in the 80s when she was in movies. And
that's exactly it.
You know, she's got the perfect, she still looks youthful. Her skin looks great and glowy, but she's Nicole Kidman and she's always looked a certain way. And she doesn't have this, like I noticed in the show, like she has hooded eyes. Mm-hmm. I have hooded eyes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets annoying to me and I'm like, oh, well, Nicole Kidman is a famous movie star.
Yeah.
If she has that, she's not trying to go change her whole appearance. It normalizes it. It makes us women and feel like it's okay.
It's okay to like take care of your skin and use great products and do a good skincare, all of that stuff, and having the best version of that particular like age, I guess. I don't know. Like when I'm 35, like I want to look the best that I can for my age, but I don't want to try to look like I'm 25. You know, like that's not
going to feel the pressure of trying to be younger.
Right. Because I can promise you, you can do anything you want to your face. Your boobies are going to sag. Your booty's going to sag. You're going to get the cellulite. You're going to get them little dark hand spots.
Well, that's what they say. They always say, look at the neck and look at the hands.
Y'all, pro tip.
My hands are wrinkly as fuck. Look at those hands. It's nasty.
Mine are actually very youthful. I'm not going to lie. But you should always do your skincare regimen on your hands and your butt. Because like when you're washing your face, you should always wash your booty too, because it's like the same skin. And same thing with your hands.
I do have to say, I love my butt. And if you don't look at my face or my hands or my neck, just look at my boobs.
Oh, yeah, you did put them on stories today. Anyway, sorry, I went on like this whole rampage about that.
No, I think it's a good conversation to have, because like we always say, we live in this world of effects and filters and surgery and this and that. And like we had a conversation a few episodes ago about how back in the day, like Kate Moss was like, you had to be the teeny tiniest and you have to airbrush everything. And now brands like American Eagle, Aerie, all these brands are putting girls on the billboards and online that are not retouched,
right,
that are all different shapes and sizes. And it's nice to see a balance of both.
Exactly. Just be beautiful, you know? So leading into Rach Parcell's garment drama, Esther, I know you caught this too, because we were like fighting over the topic on the list. This was the one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so I don't know if y'all caught it, but she posted a photo and she had on, I mean, I thought it was a really cute outfit. I mean, maybe I'm crazy.
No, it was really cute.
But it was not modest.
Okay, so I guess that was my confusion, because like obviously she went off in her comments about everything and people are like, oh, are you not wearing undergarments? Which I think that's kind of weird that people say undergarments. Like, it's called undies and a bra, but whatever. So is that the issue? Is that like for her,
No, they were calling garments. So Mormons wear temple garments. So usually when they have their
first thing. It's not underwear.
Oh my God. See, that's how it literally started.
Garment. Yeah. And so it's like, for women, it's like a kind of like a skin tight, kind of almost like a t-shirt or tank top. Their shoulders have to be covered, and then sort of like biker shorts. And then they have to wear those. They're supposed to be
either or something. So it's like athleisure.
I mean,
yes. Show me
they,
oh my word.
And some of them believe they have to be touching the skin. Others believe it doesn't have to be that strict. But basically they were saying, your outfit is so skin tight. How are you wearing your garments? And she's like, basically well, I don't know what business of it is yours. Like what I do, like with my religion and what I'm wearing under my clothes. But da, 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 da. And then she explained how she could wear her garments and her bra and her outfit.
And I think garment was to wear, so your clothes have to cover it. So that's how you know you're being modest. It's it's like a filter.
Yeah. So I guess if if your garments are covered, then that's considered modest.
Right. If if your apparel, at least this is my understanding, if your apparel cannot cover your garment.
Okay.
And so you're also supposed to wear your garments underneath like your bra.
Yeah.
Because your bra is like a sexualized piece of clothing, I guess.
Y'all, I'm over here thinking it was your underwear and your bra. And I was like, what is wrong? I'm over here zooming in to see if she has like lines for her bra, like her strapless.
Well, people were saying, because her outfit was very skin tight, so they were thinking, how can you wear your garments and not have like something show? But like she clapped back to them. I thought it was I thought she said it very well, but basically, you know, she was like, it's none of your business, but
as it isn't.
She said, what did she say? Not that it's any of your business what type of underwear I'm wearing, but it's really easy. I just put my garments on and then I guess the rest of my clothes.
I feel like so obviously these people were not coming from like a nice place.
No, they're haters.
But I could definitely see like someone who is LDS coming to her and being like, I love your outfit, but how do you have your temple or how do you have your garments on? Like, I would want to wear that, but like, could I wear it? And you know, I could, it would be different then, but no, these people were trolling her. So good for her for clapping back.
Yeah. And I think that's why I think, you know, if someone had good intentions, they probably would have slid into her DMs and had like a thoughtful conversation.
And like, hey girl, your garments wouldn't fit under that square neck top. No, they wouldn't.
Well, like, it's funny to me. It's funny to me how there's like, you know, a lot of like different religions and like people would never question someone for like praying or reading their Bible or whatever they do in their religion or going to mass or whatever it is in their religion that they do, that they practice. So it's weird to me that people just think that they can ask about, I think it's because the concept of garments is so foreign to people that they're like, oh, whatever, I can ask whatever I want, however I want. But for her, I think it's more of like a sacred thing.
I think people, one, are like, myself included, very fascinated by the religion as a whole. Mm-hmm. But the idea of like the garments seems so misogynistic and antiquated. And like, that's because I'm not part of that religion. So like,
totally.
I think when you're out, and I'm probably not alone in thinking that. So I think that that is like why people.
No, I completely agree with you.
Question it or have so many are so interested and like curious about this because it seems from the outside kind of bizarre and kind of like old fashioned
topic too, you know? Yeah. But it's also, I think, part of her religion. So it's like very personal, I would think, to a lot of
Mormons. For sure.
I mean, well, I thought she's all wrong. So there's that.
Well, honestly, you know. I mean, but if you don't know, the only reason I know is because I was like, why is this such a big deal? Yeah. And I looked into it. But that's, I had never heard of temple garments before that.
I mean, so. It makes sense. And I feel like if I had a daughter, which I will never have a daughter because I don't have any more kids, I'd be like, girl, if that don't fit over your garments, you ain't leaving this house. My microphone's falling. Did you see that? I'd be like, well, then you're not going to leave this house. If you can't, like, I would do that for my teenage kid. But I had no idea. That's very interesting. But it is a very fascinating religion. So
it is. It really is.
Which, P.S., I cannot get into the Housewives of
Me. Neither.
I can't. So me and Pop of Pippi were talking about it. And because I had posted that I was watching it last week. I'm like, no, I can't. It's boring. I don't watch it. Stupid.
I miss the old Vicki Gunvalson, Tamara Judge days. Mm-hmm. I really do.
Me too. Like the drama and how juicy and like. Now it's just like The Bachelor, Bachelorette. People go on there and they're.
I can't. Real drama.
But so speaking of the Real Housewives, so Rachel and Emily, her sister, are good friends with one of the castmates. Mm-hmm. I think Lisa is the one that they're friends with. Anyways, Lisa put up a photo of her with the Scala girls and tagged Bravo and a couple other like production tags, whatever. So I'm hoping they're going to make a cameo.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see.
Sam.
If they do, let us know because I'm not interested. So, so there's that. Okay. So our last bit is Instagram hiding accounts and storing views or like, I don't know what I just said. Y'all, I'm drinking a dirty martini and I finished my dirty martini and my measurements were off earlier, so whatever. But Jessica Madison and I were talking about it the other day, and she's the one that triggered my thought. We had already been talking about it amongst us three, you know, just in our group messages, but we've noticed, like, Spencer and I look at our story views, and we know kind of what our engagement typically is, and, like, ours will be off some weeks. Well, Jessica Madison and MB actually came on stories and was saying the same thing. Like, it's happening mm-hmm. to accounts that are very popular. They have like religious, like people watching their stuff. It's being hidden or they're not seeing updates mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, what is the deal with Instagram doing that? Like, I just don't understand this whole algorithm, like nonsense. I cannot stand it.
Like, even Robbie the like Robbie follows MB. Mm-hmm. Rob, like it's my husband. So I mean, he's not really into the bib world, but there are a handful of people that he does follow, and he loves MB. He thinks she's hilarious, so mm-hmm. he does follow her. And the other day, I was watching her stories, and he overheard, and he came into the room, and he was like, "Is that MB?" He was like, she used to always be like right at the top of my mm-hmm. stories. He was like, I haven't seen her on Instagram in probably 3 weeks. He was she just, he has to go and look for her. And I said the same thing. So I am a religious Heather McMahon follower. Mm-hmm. I watch her stories religiously. I have not had Heather McMahon at the top of my stories in probably 2 months.
What?
Yes, every day I have to go and search for her name and pull up her profile and watch her stories that way.
You can like, make, it's her, so much
make her a close turned on. Does it make a difference?
Yeah, it'll text you if you have her notifications on, or you can put her as a close friend.
Well, I do have notifications for her, but the point is, like, when I open Instagram,
she's not at the top.
She should be right there at the top with the amount that I'm watching her stories. And she used to be, and all of a sudden she wasn't. And I was like, that's so weird.
It is weird. And that really makes sense, though, because when MB had posted about the other followers, because she was like screenshotting those messages and putting on her stories. I totally missed the shaving one that you were talking about earlier, Spencer. Like, I see her stuff all the time. Same thing with Jessica Madison. And then I'll like miss post and stories. And I'll go through when I realize it, and I will literally go on someone's feed and like a bunch of stuff. Like, because I'm hoping that will make them pop back up on my feed. But like, I just don't understand why Instagram has to interfere. Like, can you not just like... Can you not just let us live? Like, just let us see what we want to see.
We're honestly probably like some big beta testing thing. We don't even know it. We're just all these little fish in this bowl. But it happens to me too, because I've noticed that in the last, I don't know, maybe few weeks, like people who I've never interacted with will show up.
Yeah.
At the beginning. I don't know. I don't get it either. But I don't know if it has to do with the update that just happened or what, but yeah, it's always seeming. Well, I know a few weeks ago we were talking about story views being down.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, I just don't understand why it has to be like messed with. Like, just let Instagram be freaking Instagram. Can we not just let that be a place to like see funny stories and see lit claws or whatever he was doing? And like, I mean, honestly though, like, it's so irritating. It's like sometimes, and I went on my stories the other day because I was like, some people quit their jobs. Like, this is our like fun, right? Like, we didn't quit our jobs to do this. We just do it for fun. And thank God, because if we had to rely on Instagram to let us be seen, God,
it does. And I hate to say it, it does give me make me a little empathetic towards our chronic complainers, mm-hmm. except not really, because like
complaining
you, at some point you have to shut the fuck up and stop complaining about it. But mm-hmm. I definitely understand the frustration and just the curiosity, the why behind it.
Right. And if this is their job, I mean, that would be like you going above and beyond every day at your job and your boss never, ever noticing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just Spencer Dean.
I don't know. I don't know what that's like.
I know. After I said it, I was I mean, my boss is great. She really lets me do whatever. Oh boy. Well, I don't know.
At least you guys don't have to wipe your boss's butt every day.
I mean, thank God for that.
I do have to wipe my boss's butt.
I was like, wait a minute.
I actually do, because I am my own boss and I love her. She's a precious little angel.
I was talking about Rocco, but you may have missed that.
Well, God, if that's the case, I have so many freaking dog CEOs above me. It ain't even funny at this farmhouse.
You're bottom of the totem pole.
Girl, I'm at the negative bottom. But it's
Wait, fun. I have to ask you something, and we're just going to talk about it on here.
Who?
Me? You. Oh. Yeah. Okay, the video that you sent the other day of your poor UPS driver or mailman or whoever he was. Wait.
Oh, so, God.
The backstory I guess Wendy had let her dog out and he ran around as she was getting a package delivered and the guy freaked out. She got it on her Ring camera.
Y'all.
But did Gage actually come up on the porch?
It was, no. Okay, so backstory is we have two labs. They are the sweetest labs. They would not hurt a fly. They would actually like lick a robber than do anything. Well, we had let him out back. We get Fisher's, one of his toys come in or whatever. It was a big box because it was one of his big Santa Claus things. Well, all of a sudden we hear this huge bang on the front porch. Oh God. And so I like peeked my head over and I was like, oh, it was just a UPS man. But then my mom comes inside. She's like, oh my God, Gage ran to the front. I was like, oh, the UPS guy. So I run to the front and Gage was just standing at the bottom of the stairs. He never did. Boy, that UPS driver was pinned against the wall. He was so scared. He done kick my bag of snacks off to the side.
But tell him what he said to you.
Yeah. So my neighbors across the street came outside because it was such a loud noise because he threw the box on the porch and jumped. I mean, bless his heart. Like, I get it. It's scary. So my neighbor across the street, I said, I'm so sorry. I said, he is not going to hurt you. He goes, oh, I ain't worried about him hurting me. I'm worried about hurting him. And I said, what? I'm sorry, what? I said, he is not going to hurt you. And so my neighbor across the street, I said, did Gage go over there? He's like, no, he went back around back. Like, Gage is not going to hurt anyone. And granted,
you know, he's such a gentle giant.
Oh, he is. He didn't even come on the porch because I looked up the Ring thing. Like, you can see in that picture that I sent y'all, Gage just stayed at the bottom of the stairs, but he was like,
do you have the video footage of it?
I need to go back and get it because, girl,
you gotta get it posted. Oh, I would boy. Die.
He was against that wall like a dang lizard.
I can't.
Whew. All right. Well, anyways, okay. Swipe ups, shall we?
We shall.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll go first real quick because I'm ready to take this thing off. It's hurting my ears. So my swipe up is these little V-line lifting masks. And it's not what it sounds like because V-line sounds like, you know.
Your hoochie coochie.
It sure does. Way down yonder. It's for the face and chin line. So being that I ate pizza and Chick-fil-A in the past 2 days, I'm hoping this will do something for my double chin. Jen Reed had shared them. Oh, I'm taking it off right now. I wore it this whole episode, y'all. And it says, depending on your skin, you can wear it for 30 minutes to an hour.
Oh, good. Well, we're at an hour 12.
But I wanted to take it off and feels nice. Like, it's very soft. I washed my face and put on my chin strap mask afterwards. They were like, I don't know, what, $15? And they give you 5 of them. And... Okay. Do I have
standard?
Okay, look, do I have a chin? Do I have a nice jawline?
You do, in fact, have a chin.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Did you take a before picture?
Oh. Yeah, we need a before picture.
I didn't do a before picture, y'all.
Because, bitch, as Next much time. As you want to think you have a double chin, you ain't got no double chin.
It looks like a hot dog down here. Look.
It do not look like a hot dog. You, no, bitch.
It is very soft and it's supposed to just kind of help with the old double chin thing, advanced lifting and hydration for the face and the chin line. So
it'll help keep you from getting those jowls, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh my gosh. I do have those in pictures sometimes. I'm like, ew, what is that? And then I'm like, oh, it's just a little saddlebag on my face.
Next time you got to do before and after.
Okay. I'll do that next go round, but I don't know how often you're supposed to do these things.
Next time we have a girls' night and we wake up super bloated because from all the dirty martinis, all that olive juice the night before, that is when you want to take your before picture.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I swiped up. So Jen Reed had shared them. I swiped right on up and I'm not mad about it. Like, I don't know, but I don't have any. I'll let y'all know in the morning when I wake up if I have acne or something.
Well, I was interested in them too, so. Let me know and I'll order some.
Okay. I'll let you know. TBD.
Cool. Okay. My swipe up is a little strange maybe to have as a swipe up, but it's cocoa floss. Huh? Have you guys heard of cocoa floss?
No, but literally. Esther, you were just talking about dental floss today.
Yeah. And I literally was trying to order some last night and it's all sold out from Sephora.
Of the cocoa floss?
Yeah. They're all sold out. All the flavors.
What?
Well, so I literally have never felt like I was using a floss that actually gripped everything and pulled it out of my teeth. I mean, I've never, ever, ever used a floss that cleans the way this cleans.
What?
It's crazy. So it's got coconut oil in it, mm-hmm. and they have all different ones. So I have peppermint, and I have the regular coconut, and then I have a strawberry coconut.
Ooh.
And the packaging, you can actually pop this open once you're done with it and put a refill in the little container if you want to.
I love that. Well, it sounds like you need to quit buying them up so Esther can get one. Dang.
No, well, I was going to buy them a couple months ago, and they were in stock, and I didn't, and then I missed the boat.
I bought one and I'm like immediately got more. It was $9 from Target. I don't know what the other ones
Target sells them.
And we were just there.
Yeah. So I bought, my first one I bought from Target in the little impulse section in the beauty area.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, they smell and taste amazing. Not that I can smell them right now, but I'm telling you, I have never had floss clean my teeth like this. It is insane.
I have to get that now because that's crazy. If you're
so good. And coconut is antimicrobial and antibacterial. So it's just a great thing to have on the floss. And on the back of the container, it shows you a countdown on the spool as to how much time you have left. So you know when to reorder.
How much is that?
So this one was $9, okay. Which I was like, okay, that is a lot for a thing of floss. Worth it. I will never use another floss again. Swear.
Oh.
The reason I don't floss, one, it hurts my teeth, probably because I don't floss enough.
Mm-hmm.
And two, they're always just so waxy and they hurt your fingers. And I'm not into it.
This is round. It's not flat. So
is it
does
the fluffy kind, like the round fluffy one?
No, it's not fluffy. It almost feels like twine that's been dipped in coconut oil, but not rough. It's soft. It is it really gets in everywhere and cleans everything, but without being irritating. Because I know exactly what you're talking about with regular floss, where it's flat and I feel like it just slides against stuff. It doesn't actually pull things off your teeth.
Mm-hmm. It'll cut your gums up too, but I think that's also called gingivitis. But I'm not a dentist.
I'm gonna look in Target, but I have my notification restock on Sephora. But damn, if they sell it at Target, I want it.
It's in they're in the little impulse area in the beauty section. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna look. Dang, we should have gotten some today. Oh well,
I know.
Okay, so my swipe up is my new favorite lip gloss. I actually found out about it through Katie Snyder, of course, because she has all the best stuff. But it's Pat McGrath, and it's their Lust gloss. Their Lust gloss, and I bought one a few weeks ago. The color Nude Negligee. It's just a very, very nude, soft color. You guys probably can't see it.
Mm-mm.
But I was going to do a different swipe up tonight, and then I saw that their glasses are on sale. They're normally $28. Ooh. They're on sale for $12 right now and free shipping.
Oh, nice.
I ordered that one too. I ordered two of them, Esther, so I'm glad to know it's good.
I have that one, and then I ordered another one. It was called Love Potion, and it's like a pale, it says it on the website, pale pink taupe with iridescent pearl. It just looks very pretty, and it shows, the color on different skin tones. And I love it because it feels very luxurious. It smells subtle and sweet, and it's not sticky. And that is my one. I am so picky. Yeah.
I never wear gloss for that reason because I just am so paranoid about it being tacky, even the slightest little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost
buttery,
plush,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Buttery and plush, and just it. I love it so much. And $12, come on.
And you're going to spend that anywhere. I ordered two of them when I got the email about it being on sale because I like their stuff.
Yes.
But I'm glad to know that you like it too because I know you're picky over.
Very picky. $12 and free shipping.
Off Pat McGrath's website?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
Dang. Good.
And they have a bajillion colors and different textures too. They have a high shine, they have a shimmer, they have a glitter. I'm I can't say enough good things.
They got something for everybody. You know, sure they're all inclusive over there at that Pat McGrath Labs.
Pat McGrath. I'm hopping on right now.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this episode of Swiping Up. Please subscribe so you never miss an episode and give us a 5-star on iTunes, if you will. If you would like to support us and you just can't get enough of Bib News and Tea, head over to patreon.com and become a patron at the Miller's tier. Follow us on Instagram at Swiping Up, and you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy BM Basic.
You can follow me, Esther.
You can follow them both at Swiping Up.
You can follow us. You can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
You can follow me at Esther So Extra.
And as always, don't forget to hashtag
embrace the basic.
Bye, guys.
This show is part of the Orbital Jigsaw Network. For more episodes, subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher Radio. For details and show notes from each episode, check us out, orbitaljigsaw.com.
Hey guys. Welcome to episode 68. Holy moly.
Tagline, Wendy.
Oh. Okay, can we just roll with it? Because this is like a disaster. Y'all don't even know what we just went through to get this episode going.
Let's leave this all in. Let's count in one more time. Let's try it again.
Okay.
Ready?